of the Living Geek.
And you and we have plenty of Giants fans who aren't pricks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Totally. That's the thing.
You just want them to be happy.
Yeah. And actually, and I know a lot of Dodgers fans who aren't pricks, so I don't really hate the Dodgers. But I hate them. They were good. Yeah, that's fair. They were good when I was a kid, and they've been good recently. So I'm kind of like, okay, you realize the Blue Jays, right? The last time that they won the World Series was 1993. So that's 23 years ago.
Do you know when the last time the Royals won?
1985. I realize that.
Yeah, exactly. That's
why I'm not hating on the Royals either. Although their fans are kind of...
Man, it's going to be all blue up there.
Yeah.
In the ALCS.
Oh, yeah, it's blue on blue. And the Cubs are blue.
Yeah, right?
And the Mets are blue. I just realized that. It's blue on blue on blue on blue.
Oh, yeah. Even if the Dodgers won, they're blue too.
Dabba dee
dabba dabba dee dabba dabba. All right, I'm sorry about that.
Yabba dabba doo. I don't know any fucking words to that song.
What the fuck is that?
I live in a blue house. A blue house with a blue car. And a blue blah, blah, blah. And I eat blue hamburgers with blue cheese and blue berries.
Everything is blue.
Everything is blue. Dabba-dee, dabba-doo, dabba-dee-ba-da-boo.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's good.
That's all right. I think the band is named Aqua, which even their name is blue, if you'll get that. All right. So we got that out of the way. I'm going to keep that all baseball
got
stuff.
It out.
I got it out. I'm going to keep the baseball stuff because that actually was pretty interesting.
All right.
Yay. All right.
Yeah, baseball.
Yeah. But seriously, my God. I was not in the mood to take notes the first time I watched the episode. I was actually hoping somebody else would do it.
I mean, I kind of took some notes, but not as much as you. Mm-hmm. But by and large, this season has been kind of boring so far.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. This one, this is a good soft opening.
Was pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Outwit, Outplay, Outcast.com is the URL. NOTLG.com is the other URL. Thank you very much for listening. We're a Survivor podcast, and we're all a little disappointed with this episode, right?
No, yeah. I thought it was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good, good. I'm not going to attack you for this. Just tell me why you thought it was a good one.
It was better than the last one. Like, nothing happened.
That's true.
Why is Abby running this game? If you think about it, really,
Savage and Tasha control who gets voted out, right?
No, actually, see, I agree with you, actually, Andy. And I wrote that as a note at the very bottom, but I'll say it right now. We are currently living in a world where Abby Marie controls the lives and deaths of three players in this game so far. Like you're right, Brian, also, that she isn't in charge of the game. But right now on that tribe, Andrew and Tasha are like, look, we have to do whatever Abby Marie says, because if we don't, we're the ones to go home. So as soon as they merge, you're absolutely right, Brian. She is out of control in this thing. But at the moment, she is the one who's making all the decisions. And that seems patently unfair that someone who's insane.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong, right? Okay, because aside from the fact that, Jeff Varner and Andrew Savage are both obviously more intelligent. Savage comes off as a bit of a meathead, but in reality, he's a Silicon Valley lawyer. He has to have a modicum of intelligence, and I'm willing to bet he's smarter than Abby. And so it baffles me if Wu and Jeff know it's going to be either one of them. If you can convince them that it's going to be one of them, then they're going to vote for each other in the please don't let it be me syndrome, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then all Tasha and Savage have to do is pick which one they want to get out. And Abby completely doesn't matter. So I have no concept of how this ended up coming down to Abby this episode.
Oh, I can actually tell you that. Because Tasha and keep forgetting his name? Yes, Savage. All right. I hate calling people by their last name. It's the douchiest thing in the world to call someone
by
their
last
name.
Yeah, when you have a good name like Savage, you roll with it.
This is true. Actually, so growing up, I knew this guy. Everyone called him Seymour, and I called him that for 2 years before I found out that was his last name. His first name was David. David Seymour. What a douchebag, actually. But anyway.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. He's not listening to this piece of shit. No, they knew. Tasha said it in a confessional, and then Andrew was talking to her, and she gave the universal symbol of, I'm making, but it's where you kind of clap your one hand together, like yap, 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 like a puppet. They know, talking to Wu or Andrew at all, Abby will say, oh my God, you're in league with them also. And so they need to keep her on their side. Otherwise, the whole thing, it's a situation they can control. And really, also, when you think about it, they're happy with either one and getting voted out. They're both in, so long as it's not me, kind of mode. So yeah. They'll let Abby make the decision.
But why do they all not realize, hey, if we're all afraid of Abby, why don't we all vote for Abby? Stupid and bastards.
Honestly, I have no idea, and you're absolutely correct. I was thinking that in the meantime, and I think part of it, I think, might be a result of the fact that it's like, you know what? She is crazy, and I'm afraid of her, but she's not going after me, and if I can keep feeding her people, then I can get some use out of it. That's my guess. I don't know for sure.
She's insane, and Tasha's right. She can just fly off and do whatever the fuck she wants. But she's easy to manipulate, which makes her a free vote.
Yeah.
And as soon as she stops being easy to manipulate or stops being the shield in front of you, then you can throw her under the bus.
Abby Marie, stop being easy to manipulate. Andy, you silly cad, you.
Yeah.
It's just, it's her nature. Okay, here's the thing. In real life, I bet she's not that hard to manipulate because in real life, she isn't under this much stress. And she isn't in a situation where she has to do this kind of thing. But in the game, oh yeah. Yeah, she's easy to just go, all right, I'm going to get her to do what I need her to do.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately for TV, does not make for a very interesting episode. I knew Jeff was dead within the first 45 seconds of this episode because he said to the camera, I'm in a good position. I heard my name floating around, but I didn't get a single vote. And he was just tempting fate with that. You know what I mean? Like, the editing gods are just like, well, there's your foreshadowing, people. This is what's going to happen in this episode.
I will say I had a little bit of faith come back for this tribe because the whole time he was talking, actually a little bit of faith for Abby, too. The whole time he was talking, saying things like, oh, you know, well, I've never voted for you even once. And Abby just rolls around saying the whole time, you know, but he voted me out twice. And
yeah.
Abby goes to Wu and says, basically, fuck you, I'm voting you out because you voted for me twice. And I'm vindictive like that, even though I know what fucking show I'm on. But at the end of the day, she actually did do the smart decision. And this tribe valued trying to win a challenge if sometime.
Yeah.
I think probably because they got rewarded. If they hadn't won the reward, they would have said, fuck it, we're getting rid of Wu. Let's just drive this boat into the fucking ground and just wait for the merge.
You can't see this, but I'm nodding my head slowly like, yeah, you have a good point there. Like, Abby Marie actually made a good, solid decision in voting out Jeff. And he was a threat because that was the one mistake he made this entire game was signaling Kelly Wigglesworth after the reward challenge in the previous episode.
Like, that was stupid.
Oh, exactly. Because he did that, she knew, oh, okay, this guy he has divided loyalties. We're losing out on numbers. I've got to look out for number one, so I'm going to get rid of him. There was a part where I was like, okay, she made a good, solid decision. But then the rest of the episode, she was just crazy and insane. All right, I feel like we've said enough about Abby Marie for a bit, so I don't know. Let's see what else. There was a really great moment in this one that I loved, and it makes me wish I had seen Cass in her first season. Her, like, psyching everyone out by making that little gift and then being like, surprise, it's not a hidden immunity idol. That was, like... I feel like if we could have more of that kind of interaction in this season, we would have a really good season.
Okay. You figure if you were a Chaos Cast fan, if you were a Cast fan from the first time and you voted her back in, you're hoping for Chaos Cast again. You're hoping for somebody batshit insane to return to the limelight. Probably the whole reason people voted for Abby at all is because they think it'd be worth a fucking, like, a good kick. But with Cass, it works great because even if she's not chaotic, like, she's playing it the exact opposite direction. Like, you all think I'm going to be fucking insane. I'm going to get sit over here and do something. You think I'm insane? Oh, I'm nice. It's perfect. It's perfect. She's playing on what everybody expects her to be. And aside from being funny and fun to watch, it also was good for her game because people probably saw her first season, saw Chaos Cast, and now they're seeing this. And who the fuck knows what she's going to do? She's one of the few people you have no idea about their identity. A lot of these people are playing, and they're the same people they were the first time. But Cass seems to have reined it in a bit from what she was before.
Well, she read a book.
She read How to Gain Friends and Influence People. If you need to read a book to tell you to be nice to people to gain friends, maybe you're too fucked up to have friends.
I love that one.
Julia said, the book said to be sincere. Like, you couldn't figure that shit out. Like, really?
That's like, you know,
Brian, it seems intuitive, but there are a lot of people out there that have their walls up, that are defensive, who take things too personally. Like, Abby could read that book.
Yeah. Or like Spencer read it, it seems, because he also seems to have gotten the same lesson out of it, where it's like, maybe what I should do is show emotion? Is that how that word's pronounced? Emotion?
Yeah, but he's not an asshole, though. He's just like...
That's true.
He just doesn't get it.
He's just somewhere on the spectrum. I don't know where, necessarily. But, yeah, he's
neutral.
Yeah.
No, I think he's... okay, I think he's honestly a little bit like me. I keep things in separate boxes. I have my work and my work stuff, my home stuff, and my friend stuff. And, like, neither shall the twain meet. Like, my wife is due to have our first child in 7 weeks, and nobody at my work knows. except for HR and my direct supervisor. Nobody knows. Just because I don't feel like they need to know. I don't think it matters for work. Like, whatever. And I'm sure it might improve my work relations a little bit if I told people and had this nice moment. Like, oh, yeah, we're expecting Bob doing, but I don't care. I go to work, so I'm going to work. And I go home to worry about the child I'm going to have and my wife. And they're in separate boxes. And Spencer might just be like that, like separate boxes. I'm on Survivor. I'm not going to talk about my girlfriend back home because that's not relative or it's not relevant at all.
Yeah, except that if he's such a student of the game, he should know that that's how you make friends and you get votes. So
yeah, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's figuring they will spend that time together eventually. It's still early on for them. It's only been a couple of days. Yeah, I think he's just expecting that camaraderie to happen naturally eventually, and in the meantime he's just going to play the game. But in this season we got all this old school versus new school stuff, and actually being good at the game somehow doesn't matter at all.
Only one person has to be good at the game. That's all that matters.
Person was, and he kind of just got voted out.
Yeah, that's sad. I'm gonna have to figure out. I probably will end up picking up Spencer instead, but we'll see how that goes. Anyway, as far as camp stuff, really, they didn't. Honestly, I forgot Monica and Kimmy were in this game.
Right? Like, Monica's on my team.
I shouldn't say I forgot they were in the game. I forgot which one was which because none of them has really done anything. And
Monica's
which is
the more attractive one?
Monica is okay. Yeah, she's
he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I picked her.
Yeah, fair enough. You do you. You do you. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just the thing. Is like, I feel like the editing might be a little screwed up in this one only because they're focusing so hard on Abby Marie's drama that it's like, there's nothing. Like, you're not getting anything with some of these people. Like, if Steven hadn't had trouble getting out of that hammock in the first part of the episode, there would be no Steven in this episode.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't any. Yeah. She was sitting there one time.
No, Kimmy, they said her name at one point because that was the thing is I could not think of her name to save my life. Oh, you know what it was? She got like one of those pieces during the immunity challenge and like got bumped into and somebody said, oh, Kimmy takes a hard bump or something like that. And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's her name. I'm going to type it into the notes so I don't forget.
It's also a matter of RNGesus not being nice to the producers and the editors. Like, Angkor being screwed out of resources and a camp would have been a cool thing to check in on every once in a while. And Abby being crazy is a cool thing to check in on every once in a while. And if Abby'd been on one of the established tribes and you'd had Angkor, you could at least cut back and forth between two tribes because, a third of the show is about challenges. A third of the show is about Angkor being fucked over. And a third of the show is about Abby. So that means two thirds of the show is about Abby and Angkor.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, it sucks.
Plus, she probably would have been voted out on another tribe. So, I mean, yes. I guess she wouldn't have because they didn't lose. But. You know,
that's actually a good point. I'm kind of wondering if she had been on Bayonne to start with instead of Takeo, I'm wondering who she would have clashed with.
I'm pretty sure, though, if she didn't have like three of her same tribe mates with her, she wouldn't be so high and mighty.
Oh, yeah, she'd be gone.
It's tough to say who she would have clashed with on one of the other tribes because the whole problem with her started like the second they landed on that beach with that stupid wristband thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what,
like,
I was saying.
Who knows? If that doesn't happen, maybe she doesn't blow up at somebody at day one, and then it changes the whole course of the season.
Yeah, that wristband, which, by the way, she still is not wearing at all.
She hasn't worn a single time.
And now I'm actually looking for it. I'm like, okay, let's see. Nope, not there. All right, good job. Like, a production assistant somewhere stole it and was just like, let's see what happens now.
I bet you 4 points we won't see it before the merge.
No, wait, you're saying that we will not?
I'm saying we will not see it before
the merge. Because I agree, we will not see it before
the merge. I bet you 2 points that we will see it before the merge. I'm less confident, but I want to make a bet.
That's fair. Hold on a second. Let me see.
I bet you 4 points we won't ever see it.
Ooh.
Oh, I honestly think we are never going to see it again. I don't think Abby makes it to the merge. I think next week Angkor loses another immunity and Tasha and Savage cut their losses and get her out of there.
Well, do we want to take a Deadpool and see how long Abby Marie lasts?
I'll go. Well,
let's I kind put, of let's have that bet already.
Hold on. I'll set the over and under at 2.5 episodes.
Ooh. Okay. I will take.
I'll set the over under. I'll be the bank over under.
Okay.
At 2.5 episodes.
Okay. And
you will take we'll the just, over or the under, Nick?
How about this? We just all of us go on in on it. I will take the over. I think she'll last longer.
Over for how many points?
Oh, let's just all do 2 points.
For 2 points? Okay.
Yeah, 2 points. This way we'll keep it nice and simple.
But Andy and I already have a bet about when she's getting voted out.
Do you?
Yeah. You? Yes, we bet last time that she would either get voted at the merge or the episode after.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, then this bet is null and void.
Yeah, never mind. I forgot all about that one. Okay. Yeah.
We're really bad at this, guys. It's all right. The one other thing is that Jeremy was being smart and did not tell anyone that he has the hidden immunity idol. Same as Kelly.
It's about time.
Exactly. Finally, people are learning. Yeah.
I do like the way he played it. Like, oh, maybe we should look up in a fucking tree. I like
that. Like, that was good.
Like that. He's basically trying to just send Fish off in the most random place he can. And I would love if next week we see Fishbach just climbing in trees all day.
Well, I like his response to that was, yeah, but which tree would you climb? He is a smart guy, so I guarantee you he's watching this right now, and every episode he's just facepalming. He's like, what am I doing? Because he seems to genuinely like Jeremy. I would be surprised if they're texting back and forth right now, and each one is just him going, Jeremy, you scallywag!
And you know, I underestimated him because he looks like a relatively fit guy.
Yeah.
But he owned the fuck out of that.
Oh, yeah. Game. Well, he and Spencer both just kind of like looked at this thing and just said, I got it, and solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane. Do we want to talk about the reward? Let's just transition right
let's
into
do the
it.
Reward first, and then we'll just go into the
reward challenge.
I've actually kind of liked the way we've been a little freeform, but we'll keep a little bit of the structure here. With the reward, actually, I enjoyed this reward challenge. I kind of like the hero ones because it's nice to see who steps up. Like, I was really surprised Joe didn't go for it.
Right? What the hell?
Yeah.
How was it not Joe?
Because Joe is
might
usually
be why they didn't win, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeremy's the one who lost in that one, but you know what? He actually did. I'm sorry, not Jeremy. It was Terry who lost.
No, Terry did.
Yeah, because Jeremy is.
No, it was
good.
Jeremy who lost. What are you talking about? Terry came in second. Jeremy lost.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Never mind. My bad.
I'm glad somebody was paying attention to this episode.
God damn.
Yeah, but it's not like it was a blowout. They were all like jumping for their last bag, like at the same time.
What I was really surprised by with this one is just how brutalized the three contestants appeared at the end. I'm really surprised Andrew didn't die at the end of this one. As soon as he got off the jumpy pad board thing, whatever you want to call it, he seemed okay, and then he just kind of like doubled over as everyone came up to him, and somebody hugged him, and Jeff hugged him, and he just kind of like ragdolled on Jeff. It was scary. Yeah. It was frightening because that thing looked hot as balls.
Yeah, it looked hot as hell. And you figure they basically haven't eaten in a couple of days. If they can't get a good fire and they don't have a good pot, then they haven't drank fresh water. They're definitely not getting enough water. So they're probably dehydrated, starving to some degree. Like it's fucking rough times for them. And he is a big guy, which means he needs to keep his calorie count for the day high.
Yeah.
Or he's probably running at more of a deficit than anybody else on that tribe.
Yeah, and you could see how much it affected them because people started crying as soon as they had food.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit.
Oh, man.
My God, all the crying. I hate the friggin' crying.
Okay, normally I'm with you, Brian, about people being too sentimental on the show, but just take away your food for 3 days.
Yeah.
They were water for I'm not going to cry when I get some. I'm going to be like, yes, I'm just going to be.
They ate one snail between all of them. I would cry if someone's like, here, now have some big fat bratwurst. Now, you are right. People do tend to cry over the dumbest things. But this, I feel like this was worth it.
You probably cry when you ate it because your stomach's going to be really fucking small by then.
Yeah. You cry afterwards when it's coming out of you. Yeah.
When it's hard as a brick because your body's trying to digest every last bit of it.
Yeah. This one also was a good reward challenge for survivor porn because Jeff, he's got to be in on it at this point. He kept saying like, deets long and hard. We get the immunity challenge, and this one was also good. Like, I was actually kind of through with this challenge after a little while because people were just wandering around and doing things, and I was really disappointed until the editor decided heroic editor who added the B sound and who added the Wilhelm scream last season. Champion editor comes around again to save the day and puts together a supercut of people bumping into one another, dropping these things on each other, all kinds of great stuff. So I got the pain that I needed to make this a great challenge.
And there were some real bad ones in there, too. I mean, it wasn't just like randomly bumping. You can see these things awkwardly large and heavy.
Tosh, oh my God. I thought for a second there Tosh was going to, they would have to stop this thing because that, when it fell on her knee, like we're all of us hockey fans, we know how fragile knees are. I thought for sure, oh, she's done, but she seemed okay.
Well, and then the other one dropped on a fish box leg, I think it was. A fish box with Spencer. And it was like the front of his leg, and for a second his knee looked like it almost bent backwards. Yeah. And like, if that doesn't like seriously give you a bone bruise, I'm surprised it didn't scrape off a huge chunk of skin. Well, I mean, it might have, we just didn't see.
The nuttiest part is that the worst one happened when he took his thing off and dropped it on himself.
Yeah, when Jeff dropped it after. Because I was thinking, it's like, wait, Jeff is the caller. How does he get injured? But he got injured with it when they were trying to put the thing together. My favorite injury, though, was with Steven because he got it in both ends. Like you said, he got it in the leg, but then they were lifting one and he lifted too fast and just smashed himself in the face. I rewound and watched that a couple times. I'm a fan, Steven. I'm a fan. I don't take joy from your pain, but that was funny. And I hope that you laughed at it, too. But this one, the thing is, up until they actually got to the point where they're putting the puzzle together, this was a good challenge, but you knew how it was going to end once Angkor was just dead. They gave up, and it was obvious too. They weren't even trying. Like, the editing team did their best to make it look like Tasha, she's calling out where to go and all that kind of stuff. But you could look at the end, and they were just all of them ready to collapse.
Well, and in the very beginning of the puzzle doing, I was sitting there thinking, how fucking dumb is Angkor right now? Because Wu and Abby were the ones walking around saying what to do. Then I realized later, because they're the ones who
actually have energy.
Actually have energy and didn't run out there and do stuff. Like, they were the least active in terms of getting the puzzle pieces back. That was a lot of Tasha and a lot of Savage.
Yeah.
And I was like, how fucking dumb are they? And then I realized what it was.
Yeah. This tribe, hopefully they do another shakeup or something, because this tribe is done. They are.
I say one more week, because you have to, I don't know, you have to, they made the decision to keep Wu based on challenges, and you have to see if it works. Because now they won the food, like the barbecue and stuff for the reward. And I think the time between reward and immunity is what, a day, half a day?
Yeah,
It's not enough time for them to renew their energy stores. If you give it another day or two, it might start to get competitive again, especially if Wu's up to speed, if Savage is back in with more energy. Tasha's as she's not like super buff or anything, but she's definitely useful in challenges. Like, they've trim down the fat from their team, and I think you got to give them one more chance and then maybe shake it up. Whether or not they at that point, maybe you've lost enough players in the game, you can shake it up again.
Yeah,
but you got to give them one more chance.
This is just me, or could Joe totally see through his buff?
Yeah, he seemed like, okay,
That dude straight is, for a piece, picked it up, ran like at full speed back to exactly where his mat was.
Like, that guy's really strong, don't get me wrong, but if we're adding psychic powers of clairvoyance, then I'm very disturbed.
I am. I love Joe. Yeah. I'm so happy he's on my fantasy team.
The dude I loved in this one, and I'm glad this was his moment to do something, was Keith. All it was, I can't hear you. That's all he was doing, but it was entertaining is the thing. And in an episode that was kind of a little ho-hum, that spicy moment of him just like being literally only like 10 feet away from Cass, who's shouting at the top of her voice. He's like, I don't know what you're saying. It's that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Joe put the team on his back. And Terry was out there too in the field, just standing there with his hand up like, hey guys.
Where am I? Hey guys.
I like Joe eventually, you can tell Joe just like eventually stumbled upon him and like grabbed his arm and was like, come here, bro, I'm finding us one. And so then Terry's helping him carry one back.
Yeah. Joe was always a favorite, but now he's growing. He's growing. Well, so hey, look, Angkor lost. Go figure, right? So that leads into Tribal Council, where there really wasn't a whole lot of politicking going on before the thing, because Wu realized it was him, Jeff realized it was him, and so they basically shook hands, said, I'm going to throw you under the bus, you throw me under the bus, and we'll see who emerges first. Yeah. And that was the end of the politicking. The only real good thing to happen was that weird-ass bug that flew up out of nowhere.
That's how you know it was a boring tribal, but that didn't get edited out.
Yeah, like... That was great. Just mid-sentence, just like, we got, Jeff, you don't understand, we got to juggle all this stuff, and what the fuck? Holy shit. Bugs everywhere.
So, I had a question for this tribal. Do you think Jeff stays if he hadn't dropped the block on his toe?
Yes.
Nah.
And he's not great in challenges, but he's not a total liability either. He's not an Abby in challenges. There's definitely been worse people out there, but Abby's not that great in challenges. But with a bum toe walking into tribal on a crutch, I mean, it's hard to walk into tribal on a crutch and walk out.
No, I think, see, here's the thing, though. Like, it didn't look like it was broken or anything. It looked like, you know, they just wrapped it up and said, stay off it for a little bit. I really feel like in a couple of days, he'd have been good to go.
Yeah, but that tribe, the way they're going, a couple of days.
Well, there's a couple of days between challenges is a thing. So there's going to be at least one day for him to rest and do nothing. And then another day where he could go on minimal and then an immunity challenge, he'd have been fine. But I think he still would have gone.
That's the double problem with Angkor. I mean, they can't afford to have somebody sit around and do nothing. They got a lot of camp building to do, and they don't have the energy to do it. So I don't know. It's a catch-22.
Yeah.
They don't have energy because they don't have a camp, and they don't have a camp without energy. So.
Well, because they're on a barren beach. They're basically on Exile Island. But it happened, so good for them. Jeff, though, I don't know. I feel like, okay, he really hammed it up, and he did his best, and it probably, I don't know, it's probably not safe to say that it didn't help him. Or I'm sorry that it hurt him, but it certainly didn't help. But the thing is, by then, I feel like he may even have realized he was done.
Yeah, I think so. And especially, I don't know. Well,
he just kept saying, you voted for Abby twice. Remember?
Yeah. That was the only thing he had to fall back on. Might sway Abby, but that doesn't sway
everyone else.
It doesn't sway Savage. It doesn't sway Tasha. They don't give two shits about Abby's feelings any more than it helps them to care about it. So it, at the end of the day, even if maybe it was... Jeff, no, because Abby did vote for Jeff as well.
Yeah,
but it could have been Abby and Jeff voting Wu, and everybody else voting Jeff, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, Jeff would still be gone.
Even if Jeff had swayed Abby, he would have been gone anyway.
Yeah, well, because it was all four votes against him. There was no split. So womp womp.
Wu argues like an asshole.
Yep,
or an idiot is a better way. That's how stupid people argue. They just immediately are mad when they say something. Like, Jeff was totally calm, just explaining his side, and then who's going to be like, rawr, rawr, you're wrong, Jeff. Rawr.
Yeah, and he repeats, like, it's fine. I don't know. It's hard to take him seriously the way he talks, just because it's always so, like, he's drifting off the end of every sentence like that. It's just weird. Yeah. I don't know. I don't dislike him. I'm not a hater or whatever. I don't think he's done anything wrong. It's just hard for me to take him seriously the way he talks. Like, woo. Or wait, no, he would never say his own name. He's not that dumb. You're like, Jeff, you can't just keep telling them that I'm not doing things because I'm doing things, man. You don't. Oh, no, you know, he sounds like Keanu Reeves in Point Break.
Spot on.
That's what it is. God, oh, they're remaking my God.
That. It's going to be awful.
Oh, no. Have you seen the trailer for it yet?
Oh, no. I didn't know it was that far along.
Oh, God. The trailer. Well, okay. Go get a pillow. Go watch the trailer and then put the pillow over your mouth and just scream because it is bad. Jeff, he made a mistake and he paid for it and he's gone now. And there is not much else to say about this tribal council, is there?
No.
Yeah.
His ultimate mistake was signaling to Kelly way back when.
Yeah, that, and he made the drastic strategic error of drawing a yellow buff.
I did like Jeff Probst rubbing it in. Like, God, you guys, it's going to be hard for you to keep Jeff Varner around, right? Because he's been totally useless in challenges.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's a good point.
Calling like he sees it.
So, all right, we'll go on to fantasy then, because bets, we still have a whole bunch of no's. So that sums that up. No,
we had a first out bet. Tasha, Cass, and Keith are all still in. We had a full-on genitals bet. Nope, no nudity yet. And we had that bet that I forgot about. Yeah. And I both forgot about. The bet I have with Brian that Abby Maria will be out the week of the merge. Brian says Abby will be out the week of the merge or the week after. And I say she'll be out any other week but those two.
That's a mighty slim window, sir.
I'm still going to win. It's okay.
Yeah, I hope you can fit through.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But those are our only bets. It's a slow betting season.
We're all being cautious. We're being cautious.
Yeah. And any bets on that stuff? Or
well, I offered one, but then it turns out we were already betting on it.
We got to bet on something other than Abby Maria. How many weeks until the merge?
Let's see.
How many people do we merge at?
There are 16 right now. I say we merge at 12. Listen to that commitment to that answer.
Yeah, 11. It's usually 11.
Okay, I'm going to put the over-under at 11.5.
Okay.
I'll do it that way. All right, so how many points do you want to put on that, Nick?
I'll go with 3, and I'll take the over.
All right, and Brian, you're going to take the under? You're going for 11?
Yeah.
How many points?
3.
3? I'm going to take the under for 5 points.
Oh, ooh.
Fuck it. Go big or go home, motherfuckers. Plus, I got Joe. I'll get those points back eventually.
Watch, Joe gets medevaced immediately.
So,
no.
I don't know. Which one of you wrote out the math on the bottom? All of it's very wrong.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So my total.
1 + 3 is not 5. 2 + 2 + 1 is not 3.
Oh, yeah. No. Hold on. Wait.
My total is correct.
I didn't do that. Hold on. Edit this out, Nick.
Sure. That'll happen. I will. I will. Oh, I see what you're doing. In that case,
I put in the correct scores for the players, but not the.
No, because shouldn't I get 1 point for Jeff for the reward?
No, you should not, because he didn't survive the week.
Oh, you get 0 completely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some serious ass bull roar.
Yeah, so you get. That is some pretty serious ass bull roar, but you get 0 for Jeff for the week because in this game. Nick, fire is life.
I get
fire
it.
Fire is your life. So you get more points by going to tribal and surviving, but if your player doesn't survive tribal, then it's 0 for him. Nick, you got a 0. Big fat 0 for Jeff.
Let me ask you again. How many points did I get from Jeff? I didn't hear you the 8,000 times you said 0.
A big fat 0.
0.
You get 3 though for Savage because Savage went to tribal and survived.
Now is 3 more or less than 0?
More.
It's more. Okay.
More than 0 you got for Jeff.
I got better than Jeff points.
Yeah, you also got 1 for Fishbach for winning immunity. That 1 is 1 more point than you got from Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff
okay.
You got 0.
How many is it more or less than I got from Andrew?
Less, but you got 1.
Okay.
You got 1 from Fish,
uh-huh.
3 from Savage to give you 4.
And how many from Jeff?
You have a third player, Jeff, but Jeff got you 0.
So okay, I think I got it.
You're staying with 4 points across your 3 players because Jeff got you 0.
Okay.
So we're going to add those 4 to your 17, and we're only going to add 4 because of the 0. So that'll give you 21 for the week. You would have had more than 21 for the week, but you got a 0 from the
Okay.
I had 15 from last week. I'm adding 2 from Joe. Winning the reward and winning the immunity. Give me two. Kelly, same thing. Same team, two, because each one. Monica got me one for winning. Fuck, I don't even know what fucking tribe Monica's on.
Yeah.
But she won one of the challenges. Oh, must have won immunity because they didn't go.
Yep.
So I got those five on my 15, so that puts me at 20, right behind you, Nick. Even though, Nick, you got a zero from Jeff, you're still beating me.
Well, strictly speaking, you also got zero from Jeff. And Brian, guess how many points you got from Jeff? You got zero as well.
And Brian, you got
I made a good pickup.
You got three from Abby. We were all laughing at you last week. But you got three from Abby. You got three from Abby for surviving immunity and one for winning the reward. You got one from Kelly Wigglesworth for winning immunity and two from Keith from being on the tribe that won both reward and immunity. So you're adding six to your previous 14, puts you right at 20 with me. We're both at 20. We're one behind Nick, even though Nick got a zero this week because Jeff got 0 points.
Okay.
Because Jeff got voted out. So Jeff got Nick 0 points, but he's still 21.
Hmm.
So, Nick, do you want to pick somebody up to replace Jeff, who got you 0 points this week?
Yeah. Could I take Jeff?
No. Nope. Jeff got voted out, so he got you 0 points.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
then
I will have to get more points than 0 points. So I will I'll take Spencer, who will provide me one is still more than zero, right?
Because Jeff got you zero, so anybody would get you more than that, assuming that they also didn't be the Jeff of next week.
I just imagine somebody hearing this riff and just going, unsubscribed.
No.
This is going to be hilarious if Spencer's voted out next week, is all I'm saying.
Every time. Okay, put this at the top of the show, Nick. But before anything else rolls, listeners, when you hear the word zero,
take a shot.
Take a shot. And call us in the morning from the hospital.
That's not going to happen. We can't be liable for that.
Nope. So I'm 20. Brian's 20. Nick, you're 29.
All right.
Spencer. Yep. Brian, is there anybody you want to add? Add drop?
No, I'm solid.
You have to keep Abby now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to sit pretty. I'm happy with Joe. I'm happy with Kelly. And I kind of want Jeremy, though. He's apparently intelligent and strong, which is a winning combination for most people.
Again,
why did I
be that smart leaving a pregnant wife at home?
Is it too late for me to pick Jeremy instead of Spencer? I forgot he existed.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, Spencer. I'm on Team Jeremy now.
All right. So you're picking up Jeremy?
Yes. Final answer.
If you had Jeremy, you would have gotten more than the 0 points from
him. I would have gotten ones of points.
Yes. Ones, still more.
Ones of points.
More points. That's more points.
That would put me at 22. So somewhere in the Phantom Zone, there's an alternate dimension where I'm at 22.
Yeah, it would have gotten you 22, except you got the zero from Jeff.
Okay. Cool. All right. And we can't even really say anything about the next episode because the previews that they showed us was literally just a whole bunch of people going, I don't trust, and then naming a person. So apparently nobody trusts anybody. And that's shocking. The next episode. Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen. I'm very scared.
If you're listening to this on NOTLG or SoundCloud, awesome on you. But you should also subscribe through your favorite RSS reader, Android podcasting app, or iTunes.
Listen to Andy. He's like a little professional there.
Yeah.
It's almost like he does a bunch of
podcasts. Also go to patreon.com/NOTLG to support the show.
Yeah.
Become a patron today. Get access to all kinds of really cool bonuses.
Who are you trying to impress?
I've been doing this a little while.
Our listener.
Our listener. Point, Brian.
And Brian wins the episode. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would like to get to sleep at some point. I know you guys want to as well. So we will sign off by saying whatever it is we need to sign off on by saying, and have a good night.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.
Bye. And done. Let me hit the button.
Okay.
Of the living poop.